Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, it is predicted that over the next few decades, a majority of human beings will live in cities, but at least half of those humans are women. So are cities designed for them? Leslie Kern is the author of Feminist City, Claiming Space in a Man-Made World. Afternoon, Leslie.
Good afternoon.
So is it your contention that cities are expressly designed for women or more that they're kind of in a symbolic sense that they represent gender inequality, or is it a bit of both?
It's definitely a bit of both, and I'd certainly be more concerned with the ways in which cities are designed to support the mobility and employment and comfort and safety of men, and women's experiences have typically been an afterthought, really.
So give us an example. In what way?
Sure. So thinking about our mass transit systems that are designed to carry a commuting breadwinner husband and father from the suburbs into the central city at rush hour and out again. And women's experiences tend to be more complex. They're dropping the children at school. They're picking up something for tea. They're going to their place of paid employment, and the system doesn't work nearly as well for them.
I suppose the breadwinner father going in from the suburbs to earn for the family, that's kind of a 1950s vision. I would imagine for most families, that's different now.
I agree that it is, but the thing is that our built environments are durable, right? We build them at one time and they last for a very long time. And so sometimes even when society, you know, our families, our gender roles, our ideas have evolved and changed, we're still stuck with some of the historic legacies of what has been built into our cities.
Right. Okay, but is that a function of the city or a function of societies?
Well, they're interrelated. So, of course, cities are not just, they don't just spring up out of nowhere. They come out of and they reflect the values and norms and ideas of the societies that build them. And in a very real sense, most of the people who have been urban planners, architects, designers, and city politicians have been men historically.
Mm. But sexism doesn't stop at the edge of a city. That you'll find those things everywhere, not just in cities per se.
Absolutely. One of the things that's frustrating is that cities hold, I think, a lot of promise for gender equality, and women have always been attracted to city life. It offers so many opportunities for employment, for creative self-expression, for breaking out of traditional molds, but often we find that there are still these barriers that are kind of sending the message, like, the city isn't really for you.
And so what would a feminist city look like then?
Well, a feminist city is one that takes into account the fact that women may have a different experience of city life than men, and that experience could have to do with something like the experience of fear that many women report in urban places and experiences of street harassment. It also has to do with the way our journeys through the city may differ, and it also has to do with the fact that women still earn less than men in most places, and so our ability to just afford urban life is different.
The pay gap, again, isn't a function of the city. It's a function of capitalism.
For sure, and capitalism and the city are very much intertwined. You know, and I think this is a moment in COVID where we're seeing that all of these people that we're calling essential workers who really keep the city functioning, keep our urban economies functioning, and the urban economy drives the global economy, right? That these people who keep us safe and healthy and fed and alive have been very undervalued in terms of what we pay for their labor, how we support their labor, and how we even talk about their labor.
Leslie, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Leslie Kern is the author of Feminist City, Claiming Space in a Man-Made World. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.